Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, is here. She goes inside legal cases every week for us for Lawyer Up and some good ones today. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
There's a woman that's suing a Chinese restaurant here. She lives in Corsicana, Texas. Went to a Chinese buffet a few years ago for lunch. She started vomiting later that day. And the next day, she had trouble breathing and went to the hospital. She was in the hospital 8 days, two on a ventilator, because of something called fried rice syndrome. I'd never heard of this. It is a real thing, though. It's a nickname for a type of food poisoning that can happen when food has been sitting at room temperature for several hours.
Ugh.
And fried rice is especially prone to it.
What?
Who knew? I never heard of that.
They don't have chafing dishes or heat sources?
You'd think. But in this case, they didn't. They had it uncovered and it got too cool, I guess. Room temperature. She's suing for $1 million. I think she deserves a big chunk of something. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, you know, this lady actually has, a pretty decent case. Food poisoning is often hard to prove because you have to be able to show exactly what food caused your poisoning. And most of the time, it occurs hours later after you've left the restaurant, and you don't have any way of having the food tested. And even if you took a sample of the food with you, you wouldn't have done that in advance. So it would be like a doggy bag situation. And then you'd have to prove that anything that was contaminated in the doggy bag didn't happen on your watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they make for very difficult cases. But why this lady's case is unique is this bacteria that got her is unique to rice, and it's unique to fried rice. And my understanding was she, within a few hours of eating it, she fell extremely ill and was hospitalized for 8 days, was unable to breathe on her own, had to be put on a ventilator. It's a very nasty bacteria. And so basically she's able to show, you know, more specifically that, hey, I have this rice bacteria that I got from this buffet. And apparently it's getting to be more and more common, and it's a really nasty. Makes me want to stay the heck away from the fried rice on the buffet.
Makes me and Biggie want to go try it.
Lucky.
Weight loss.
All the weight she
catch
lost.
Up on your sleep.
Couple
days
plus
off.
She's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Weight loss, ventilator, yeah. Great food going
8
down.
8 days and not talking to anyone? Ooh, love it.
Nice snap, right?
Fried rice, one of my favorites, too. I love
fried rice.
I mean, I always get a pork fried rice when I go over it. Wherever I go.
The Golden Walk.
Yeah, over at Choose Express.
Nice.
Whatever I go.
I don't know. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Give me a number 7.
You're a man of the world, aren't you, Kelly? Yeah. I'll take the fried rice. Huh?
Yeah.
Like we're in the Orient.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in Chinatown. There's so many Chinese restaurants. I don't know which one it is. It's got the word golden in it.
Or dragon.
Yeah.
There's usually a dragon there.
One or the other. That's right. Similar story here, and also it involves food poisoning here. Just saw it this morning. A woman named Melissa Connerton planned a wedding reception for a year. She had 200 guests. They had the reception. It's been almost exactly 3 years ago. This is in upstate New York. So she and her husband gets married. Dream wedding day. They have the wedding. They have a catering company, of course, cater the reception. Well, during the reception, people start throwing up, getting sick, a lot of people. And they blame it on the macaroni and cheese. They had macaroni and cheese. They think that's what caused it, but they're not sure.
Hmm.
So many people got sick. A lot of folks had big medical bills. So they're suing the caterer. But the caterer says, you can't pinpoint it to what food it was. We didn't supply all the food. Some of our suppliers, you know, may be their fault. And they've countersued because the couple has yet to pay for it because everybody got sick. Ooh. So it's a mess. This is the bride.
It was a beautiful day that just turned into this event that you would see, you know, in a horror movie. People were walking around, not themselves. They couldn't talk. They were incoherent. Some people were saying things like, you know, I just want to die.
That's how bad the food poisoning
and
was.
And actually, the barbecue place sued them first.
Yeah, sued them first because they haven't paid
the
bill.
They haven't paid.
They owe $4,300 roughly on the bill still. They haven't paid for that yet. So, Lisa, what do you think? Yeah, it's a barbecue place that catered it. And the bride and groom think it was the macaroni and cheese.
I wonder why the macaroni and cheese.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, that seems odd, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. I don't know. But apparently everybody that got sick had the macaroni and cheese.
Had that, yeah.
And those that didn't went for the baked bean.
And the inevitable flatulence.
Yeah, that's the risk you run.
But they avoided the deadly
food poisoning. Lisa.
Now, you're not on the ground outside, but you're tooting the whole way home.
Yeah.
That's right.
What a delightful reception. the smell of flatulence.
Yeah.
Puke. I want to die.
In the air.
Hey, let's cut the cake, everybody.
Kill me. Please kill me.
I want to die.
Let's introduce the happy couple.
From Plano, Texas, for the first time ever.
It was so bad that the fire department laid a red tarp out in the parking lot that they called the triage center. So it's like, inevitably, when you're good, because if you ate the macaroni, you're going to get sick. That's so correct. Why don't you head out there and lay on the tarp?
Here was the menu. Let me give you the menu.
Please.
Pulled pork, herb marinated drunken chicken, baked beans, rice, grilled vegetables, coleslaw, and macaroni and cheese. So those are the items that could have caused the problem. I would have looked at the coleslaw myself because
right.
of mayonnaise.
Me or the pork. Or the meat. Coleslaw.
Yeah, or the meat. But yeah. They're saying mac and cheese. Nonetheless, Lisa, who's going to win this case here? It seems to me the couple would win. What do you think?
You know, I think they're going to have a hard time because here's the problem. The health department was called in because this was obviously a big deal. And when this happens, right away, the fire department and the medics probably called the health department. They did an investigation, mm-hmm. and they could not determine any food item that was the source of this problem. And so once that investigation happened and nobody could figure out what it is, it's just guesswork. It's speculation. It's not enough to prove, to carry the burden of proof with regard to what caused this. And there were items brought in by family members that were purchased, a fairly significant amount of platters and stuff that were purchased at a local grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And so it would be just as likely that since you're just guessing, it could be just as likely that the food poisoning came from that grocery store food as it would be from the catered food. Mm-hmm.
It's the tater salad.
So I think she's going to really have a really hard time proving, since nobody knows exactly the source,
mm-hmm.
she's going to have a hard time proving it.
Let me go a little more in depth. As the couple were having their first dance, the first guest began vomiting. Her husband came over and held a bag for her to vomit, took her out to their car where she passed out inside the car.
Good.
All right, I was ready to party. That was my mother-in-law. 10 minutes later, other guests began vomiting on the dance floor, and it spread like wildfire. The DJ kept playing music.
All right, cha-cha slide, everybody.
Slide to the left.
Slide to the right. Watch out for the puke.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
After he started playing the Macarena, everyone left.
What made you sick?
The Macarena and cheese.
The bride said what was supposed to be the best day of her life turned out to be one of the worst. I feel so bad for her.
That sounds horrible.
You don't think she's going to recover. It's all about what food it was, and now it's 3 years past.
It's proof.
You kind of have the proof.
Yeah, it's about the proof. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, she has no earthly idea which food it was, and there's too much speculation.
Yep, the smoking gun.
That's right. That's it.
I just pictured the barbecue guys out back watching this happen, just quietly throwing away the macaroni.
Hooking the barbecue grill back up.
I told you.
I know. Dump it. Dump it. Get rid of it. Seriously, dude. Go.
That's terrible.
Quietly hooking up the smoker.
Yep.
Driving away slowly.
Big smiling pig on the side of the truck.
No headlights on.
They're getting away. I'd chase you, but I'm up chucking.